grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Whenever Ascension Day comes around, my thoughts almost invariably turn to some words of St. Paul in his first letter to Timothy, and the words are these: "Great indeed is the mystery of our religion. Great indeed is the mystery." Mystery not in the sense of a whodunit, but mystery in the sense of something that is utterly real, but which nevertheless proves daunting to our very limited human minds and our ability to understand it. Our whole faith as Christians is, in that sense, mystery. Says St. Paul, "Great indeed is the mystery of our religion. God was manifest in the flesh, seen by angels, taken up into glory." In the Holy Gospel for this day, St. Luke writes, "While Jesus blessed his disciples, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven." Yes, great indeed is the mystery of our religion. Great indeed is the mystery of Christ's ascension on this 40th day after his resurrection. It was Dr. Walther, the father founder of our synod, who, preaching on one Ascension Day, had this to say: "We are much too weak to grasp and to discern the real nature of Christ's ascension, because the ascension of Christ is like the sun. The more intently one wants to look into it, the more blinded our eyes become, so that at last we cannot see anything at all. The ascension of Jesus therefore belongs to those things which are not to be fathomed, but simply believed in childlike faith, according to what Scripture says about it. The more simply we hold to what Scripture says about it, the more strengthening to our faith this mysterious article of Christian belief will become." And so, in simple childlike faith, we believe that on this day our Lord ascended as his disciples looked on. But it would be a terrible mistake to imagine that our Lord, in fact, went on some kind of space trip, an unimaginably fast journey through the universe to some unimaginably remote location. How absurd that kind of notion can be is seen with what I would call appalling clarity in some words of the 18th century Swiss Calvinist theologian Johann Caspar Lavater, who, speaking of Christ's ascension, had this to say: "A cannonball would need more than a trillion years to hurry away to the nearest fixed star. So one can imagine with what speed Jesus ascended into heaven." Against that kind of absurdity and error, Dr. Walther, in his Ascension Day sermon, had this to say: "We must not think that when the cloud took him away from the eyes of his disciples, he then continued to rise farther and farther removed from the earth and raised himself up beyond the starry heavens. No, as soon as the cloudy gate of this earth closed behind him, in that moment he entered the state of divine majesty, appeared full of glory to all the saints and angels amid their ringing songs of triumph. And so also as man takes part in the all-powerful and everywhere present rule of God over heaven and earth and the whole creation. Yes, great indeed is the mystery of our religion, powerfully seen in the ascension of our Lord." So what blessing do we then receive from the Lord's ascension? The two angels who spoke to Jesus' disciples gazing into heaven had this to say: "This same Jesus, which is taken up into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." This same Jesus, the same Jesus who had just told the disciples that they would bear witness to him, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So through our Lord's ascension, we learn that now, also as our fully human brother, he rules all things for our good, all unseen, as our human brother. He rules all things for our good, and that he will come again in glory to bring to completion that work of redemption begun when he took on our humanity in the womb of that pure and lowly virgin, the work of redemption finished when on the cross he cried, "It is finished," and then on the third day rose again from the dead. Christ ascended. Christ rules. Christ will come again on a day no one can know, till the last and great day dawns upon the waiting world. Until then, you and I are called like those first disciples to bear witness to Jesus, bringing to this divided, sorrowing world the good news of the compassionate Lord and Savior, who alone can heal its festering, gaping wounds with the soothing healing of his triumphant love. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.